we'll talk about the, you know, the process of slowly moving forward, the Voida Tshuva. I want to talk about Emunah. Let's start with Emunah, moving forward in the world of Emunah, and then maybe talk to other areas which come out of that also. There's a sefer from the Lomjer Mashkiach, Moshe Rosenstein. He said he had das. He has the aura, says that if you look at the parshiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find that the inyan of Emunah coming up multiple times. In Parsha Shemos, we have Yamein Ho'am, Klal Yisrael believed, Moshe comes. They heard that Kipuchad Hashem is Amoy, but Yamein Ho'am, they believed. You get the Parsha of B'Shalach, Yamein Ho'am, Moshe Avdo, they believed. You get the Parsha of Yisrael, it says, Gamachoy Yamein Ho'am, they believed. So the problem obviously is obvious, they believed already. Right? So why are they believing again and again? What are these Nakudas? So the mashal that he gives is that we need, you know, there's different types of engines that you have. An engine, a motor, can move things. So the basic idea behind motors, how they work, pretty much the same. But just because a motor can move a scooter doesn't mean it can move a whole flow of cars of trains behind it. Same engine, the same motor, basically, but you need a lot bigger one. Says the Rosh Hashanah, says they got a weaker engine, they got a stronger engine, they got an even stronger engine, they got an engine which is going to last us from that moment all the way till the end of the days. That's that. So that's the answer. That's what he's. That's his aura. That's his hesper. Ruchem explains it a little bit differently. He also talks about the Zakur. He talks about the Sulam of Emunah. There's steps in a ladder of Emunah. The Marshal, I saw a Marshal which he doesn't give, but somebody else is quoting Ruchem. It gives this Marshal. Reuben comes over to Shimon. He says, "You know, I'd like to borrow something. I'd like to borrow, you know, $50. So he says, "Okay, no problem. $50. Happy to lend you $50. Shimon says, "Have happy lending $50. Reuben says, "Do you want eight?" He says, "No. You want to start?" "No, I trust you. I believe you. I believe in you." Great. So he borrows $50 and pays it back. 2 weeks later, he says, he comes back. He needs $50,000. So Shimon says, "You know, I would like a star. I would like eight. I would like a co-signer." He says, "I understand. You said you trusted me. You said you believe in me. So what's the problem?" He says, "Yeah, for the madrega of the trust and belief that I need for $50, I believe in you. But for the madrega of that you need for $50,000, I don't believe in you. I don't trust you." So he says, "It's shaykh musig of Emunah that there's madregas in Emunah. You know, we sort of like tighten up. Either you believe or you don't believe." And then we say that's not necessarily true. A person shaykh, there's madregas, is what it means to believe. I believe a certain amount. Right? The person believes, which means that might come to some areas of his challenges in life. His Emunah is strong enough to help him over there. In other areas, it's not. So, if I would have Emunah, I wouldn't have these problems. Which the flip side means they don't have Emunah. No, it means you don't have the Emunah, which works for that thing. Your Emunah, which works for this thing. Okay, so this has to be, you know, it happened in Eretz Yisrael, because America, I don't know if you picture this thing, but there's a story which happens. Right, fellow comes back to his house, and he sees that his house, like, you know, it's been ransacked. Somebody broke into the house. Ganas broke into the house and took anything of value. He also notices that the picture above the Baba Sali that is on the wall is turned around and facing towards the wall. So he realized that the fellow came in and he starts taking everything. He sees Baba Sali staring him from the wall. He's not going to do it, but Baba Sali is looking at him. So he turned the picture around. The Baba Sali shouldn't see him. So if you believe in Baba Sali, that it's important, so don't stop stealing. He says, "Madregas in Emunah. There's madregas in Emunah." Right? And it wasn't enough to stop the Gneva, but some musig he had. I don't know, it must have been his cousin. There was a maisa which happened. There was a fellow broke into the place. I saw this in the article over there. A fellow broke into the place of Rechavia. The fellow comes home. The place is a mess. Everything is thrown around. Everything, you know, the person broke in. He stole this, he stole that, he broke it. He says, "The swarm take off the shelves," because maybe he's put time on the, but the swarm were put on the table, very menschlich, and the Masudr and the Kavadik, right? Because you don't throw swarm around. You're a ganav. One or the other. So the Muslim Madregas in the Muna. This person has. So that's a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas. It's a funny Gemara. It says B'chodor Chachod De'ayu, Who Yashar Archesecha. The Gemara says that means that a person in every situation he has to know a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the people say that a Ganav a Pumakarta, the Ganav, he's about to go into the tunnel to break into the house. Rachman Yakari, he called the Kodesh Baruch Hu, have mercy on me, I should be successful in my endeavors. Right? There's a Shteik in Gemara. So we laugh at it. It sounds weird, right? Right? He's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu for Siyata Nishmaya, you know, help. Rachman Yakari is, but have mercy on him, they shouldn't be killed. Right, you know, you break into somebody's house, it's dangerous. Dangerous, you have to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You say Tulsa Derech before you go, right? Before you go into the tunnel, you say Tulsa Derech. The whole thing is ridiculous. No, it's not ridiculous. Because I weren't making a caricature of a person. They were saying this is human beings. There's a delicious sefer called Etzos Hadrachos, two volumes out right now, from Rav Greenwald, Sandel's great uncle. The first volume, this beautiful sefer, which he has letters that he, it shows he was dealing with the Bachrim, you go like that they were grappling with Yanam of Avoida, and he wrote letters to the Stiper. The Stiper wrote him letters back to explain how to deal with things. So the Gdalim pushed him, he should publish these letters from the Stipler. See, in the Haskamas to the Sefer, there is a Haskama from Rabbi Yehuda Zev Segal, the Master of Shiva Zich Levracha, a Granat Tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Segal. See, he writes over here a Heora I want to point out something important. Person has is in a muna. So it means why so he's felt the muna. It's indicative. Truly, it's indicative of the opposite. The marshal. Mishi yesh l'sveikas b'muna. Okay, nishbar rucha b'kir by shemachshav to tardos to tamidim humayim in Allah. He's worried about the fact that he's not a muna. You have to have a muna. He doesn't have a muna. He wants to have a muna. He's not sure. He's not confident. B'namak lahavin sibas b'sharish shal sveika. If you understand where it's coming from, nira sheyosh hu yodeya shenyan hamuna hu dar seichel kol kachoshev b'ikri etzloi. It's so important to him. He needs to have it. It's so important to have it. He wants to have it. When you push a spring down one way, it pops up the other way. So if you try and force a moon on yourself, the result will be you'll have sveikas in the moon. Why you have sveikas in the moon? Because you're pushing a moon on yourself. Why pushing a moon? Because you understand how important the moon is. So the ha-gufa, nifsha sha'adam hazeh, hu be'emis, maim and gomer. Because that's why it's so important to him. Rak sha'ofen shu roitza likvoye munosai, the way he's trying to develop his emuna causes sveikas in emuna. But why is it so important to him? Because he knows it's important to have emuna. He understands that emuna is a yisoid. So it's a very nice sefer. Shiva has it. I don't know whether it survived the purge of the Svarim. right? But it's called Nefesh HaYeshiva. So he quotes this introduction over here. He says there's a very well-known yesod in marketing and in sales. Right? He says a mashal. There's an Eretz Yisrael now. You know, you're walking down the street and an Arab, you know, calls out, "You want to buy his Persian rug." You know. Seriously, you don't know if it's really a Persian rug or not. You don't know if it's going to fall apart as soon as you take it away. And besides, I don't want to buy a Persian rug anyway. Right? So he says, you can buy it, you know, for, you know, 1,000 shekels. So I say, 1,000 shekels? That's ridiculous. No, I don't say that. I say, have a good day. I don't argue with him on the price. I'm really, truly Persian or not. I'm a hechatesi. Because I'm not interested. So when the salesman is selling something to the guy in the airstrip, he says, no, the price is not good. It doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? That means he's interested. Because he's not interested at all. He just walks away. So when you're selling and the guy's already giving you an argument, that means you have him. It's a question of how long does it take you to close the deal? But you have him. Because if you wouldn't be asking any questions, he wouldn't be interested at all. He'd walk away. Maimer Musker, if you ever buy a Persian rug, if that's the wool Persian rug, take it to your shatner's checker. You might find out that's actually not wool. We had a mice of that in Cleveland, talk it wasn't wool. So, Meruchal Armer Shasvekas Heim Atzma Raya Brura Shuba Emes Maimen Shinoldo Asvekas Davka Mitzad Chuka Atzuma Lamuna Pshuta Bo Yisbarach Shema. The reason why they're in Nerland is because you try and push your mind to go a certain way, the result is it goes the other way. Minds, the one thing that the best way to describe a mind is like a 2-year-old. Right? When you try to push it one way, the kid goes the other way. Right? You say yes, the kid says no. Right? So our minds are exactly the same way. You try and make your mind focus, like, I need to focus on this, what happens? I need to focus on something, so the next thing you know, you have another thought pops in your head. You try and control your mind. He says, he's not sure if he davened properly. A lot of the letters over there about people, they're very nervous people, you know, and they keep repeating the Shema, make sure they got every word right, you know. He says, he washes hands properly, is filled in the right place, etc., etc. They all came from the same problem. And then he says, that's the end of Yehurim. Person has a hurim about issues, noshim, etc. Kimish and Nikwa, but the Kifas, Eitzel, Bentara, Shana, Roitza, Shevel, Shum, Hiraklau. It's something he doesn't want to have. So the result is the more and more he decides he doesn't want to have it, the more and more it's going to happen. That is the nature of how our minds work. That's the way of Russia made us. It's like, you know, it's almost like you have a built in Harusa. Right? The Milo of Harusa is when you say A, he says B. So the Russian put in our minds that we have a built-in chavrusa batsim. The more we push A, the more the mind says, "Behechatesi, maybe B." Right? You know. So it pushes back. Don't tell me what to do. Now, why the Russian made us our minds like that, I don't know. But Yisrael Salanta has his igaris. He says the same nekuda. One of the igaris, he says the same nekuda. Not in the igaris, but in one of the igaris, he says the same nekuda. It's been vusas on the goin. But that's how our minds work. So a person comes along and says, you know, we're moving to the Yom Leroyim. I remember I was spoke to the Rebbe and Gifter one time. She was telling us, she says, you know, nowadays we are a lot more frum than we were back in Europe. A lot more frum nowadays. She says, she's talking about the women's vantage point. The women were not makbid and covering their elbows. They weren't makbid on the necklines. They weren't makbid and covering their hair. She says, but Yir Shemayim, we had a lot more Yir Shemayim there than we have over here. There was a certain amount of people were suffolk, they were just absorbed, had absorbed in Europe. Why didn't it express itself in these things? A good question. Right? That was their Yetzirah, that was their place where they were having the challenge. But it didn't occur to them, well, since they don't cover my hair, and all I have to cover your hair, must be an amuna, and they didn't sit there and fadai, because they knew they had amuna. They knew that they were confident and comfortable in the reality. He says, but the problem is nowadays we don't walk around with that same level of that awareness. So you wonder, do they really have a muna? Do they have the muna supposed to have? What, you know, I'm grappling with the questions. So, but I know you have to have. So I, you know, so yes, the revolver rights. Yeah, the person has to work on very, very basic understanding, right? But deep philosophical discussions about it. This is usually the opposite is happens. That's what he says. I want to take this nekuda, which I think, Baruch Hashem, that, you know, one of the problems which people have when they grapple with the issue of emuna is they're not comfortable asking about it, because that's, you know, hasis amanam apikaris. So So Baruch Hashem, you know, I think the yeshiva over here in general, we're relaxed enough that the person's comfortable asking about it. Usually, right? We're happy cursing enough that they're comfortable asking us these things. You know, right? You know, yeah, come on, you know, wrap it with it. Okay, no, mapito. One of the reasons why people don't ask, by the way, or but in the main reason, because they're embarrassed. So, the Stipe has a letter, which is quoted over here, where he responds to Ishav Amunah. He gives four Likudas, the Eitzes. A person should be Medatik and Shemir Shabbos very carefully up here. Halacha, person should say Parshas Oila. And then he says, a person should work on Anivus. He says, the main impediment to Amunah is Anivus. A person is a true Anav, because Baruch Hu screams at you from the world. If he's not screaming at you, it's because you're not an Anav. But I want to move from there to avoid the Bechlal. Person wants to move forward in his avoidah. He wants to, and it sees it's not going. And many times, after the more you try, if you try and push it, what we're saying, you know, is the result is the opposite. There's pushback. Like Revolver gives the muscle. If you take this, you take a spring, a coil, and you press it down, and you hold it suppressed. After a while, it's going to bounce back, and it's going to bounce back higher than it was before. It doesn't just bounce back to the height of what it was. It binds back, the result is going to be the opposite. It's going to undermine, etc. But what the next step of the person's thought process is, oy vey, look at what a bad person I am. Because haraya, you know, I'm trying to work myself, and I'm getting the opposite. So now, not only does he have the issue of the voida, he has the emotional issue of the guilt feelings that he's, you know, he's a bad person. But he has to stop and understand that what the reason why he has these guilt feelings is because he's a good person. Because he really wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother him. You know what, Taka? So I steal. Okay, who cares? That's called normal. Right? The fellow who steals but is bothered by it, that's indicative of the fact that that's what he's grappling with. Which means eventually he'll be successful and he'll overcome it. The fellow says, you know what, couldn't care less. And truly, I mean, that's, you know, that's where he's at. That's really so. Okay, so Taka, he doesn't care. He's not. There's no shaka batarya when you're not interested. Right? The Persian rug. I'm not interested. There's no shaka batarya. He's selling me something of value, but I want it. I grapple and I say, maybe, you know, it's too hard. It's not fair. It's not right. It's, I have all these shaka batarya which go out of my mind between myself and the other side. That means that's where I'm at. That's what I'm grappling with. So, problem is, why do I have guilt feelings? Because I know I should be better. Okay, so why don't I deal with it and get help? Because I'm embarrassed. Why am I embarrassed? Because hastis, I want people to think that I'm further along than I am. That's already not a healthy thing. I have a chaver who's quite a personality. He's very big in Kirib, etc. You know, he also works with, you know, Tamidim. Very perceptive and he's very comfortable in telling people telling it as it is, like it is. So he got a phone call from a fellow in City X that this person has decided that he's a very big Balavera and he wants to end his life. And he's grappling with contemplating ending his life. And he's spoken to many people. Nobody's able to help him, to convince him otherwise. But somebody said, you should call this rabbi, you know, see what he says. So the rabbi's first words is, you big bald guy for you. So I said, you said that? He says, I said that. I said, you weren't afraid he's going to jump off the closest bridge? He said, you bald guy for you. So Nebuch, you thought you were Moshe Rabbeinu. You found out you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. You're so depressed and so sad about it, you want to kill yourself. You know what? You never were Moshe Rabbeinu to start with. Okay, it's like, you know, no happy time. Move out of life and go right there. Like, shkoyach. You know what? You're normal. Shkoyach. So you feel so bad about being normal. So move out of life. You have a virus. You have mitzvahs. You're not a good person. You're not a bad person. You're whatever. If you're a bad person, no, whatever. Move out of life. It's like, whoa. You know, like. But that's us. You know, we laugh at it. It kind of sounds stupid, right? I was listening to a tape from psychologist up in New York, Rabbi Dr. Benzion Sorotsky, very fascinating, Talmud Chacham, fascinating person. He says, you know, he deals with Elotime, he gets a lot more clients. Every year he gets a lot more clients Elotime. You know, the people, you know, the guilt feelings, and they're frustrated, and they feel bad about themselves, and they live with these guilt feelings, and it's horrible, etc. You know, right, etc. He says, and they all walk in with the same problem. They have tremendous guilt feelings about speaking Lashon Hara. No. You ever got one person walked in with guilt feelings about Lashon Hara? Never. He's people walked in guilt feelings, they have the Sakhlis and the Hehurim and these things, you know, sneeze and etc. You know, he gets the guilt feelings, horrible guilt feelings, etc. He says, if you go through a loch, you know, leaving the Zohar aside for a second, maybe go through straight a loch and the way the Mefarshim explain the Zohar, etc., Lashon Hara is a lot worse than those in Yad. It's multiple clear, explicit Yisurim in the Torah. Right? The Breshim was Mavatar and Gilir Rai Shukh Damim, and on that, the Chabad Chaim has a whole sefer to tell you how horrible it is. And nobody has guilt feelings about it. Why not? So we know we're normal. Because the guy next to me also speaks Lashon Hara. So we know that we're normal. But everybody doesn't talk about this because it's you know, sneistic. And because they're embarrassed. And everybody thinks, I'm the only person who has these problems. I'm like the Baal Aveira in the world. Mela, I have guilt feelings. He says, no, Shkayach. You're normal. Get right there. Revolver wrote this in Ali Shur like 45 years ago in the 60s. He wrote this. He says, you know, these are young men you don't focus on. You're normal, get weiter. May focus is, don't think about it, get back into your learning. And the more you learn, the happier you'll be, the less there'll be a problem. Because the more you try and force your mind not to think about it, the more you're going to think about it. This is written in the 1960s. This is before they hadn't even dreamt something called internet. Right? But what does it mean? So it means we don't hold the severa. The severa is the severa. We don't overcome. Of course, you overcome it. But there's a sulam. There's a muna of v'gam b'choyim in lo'elam, where it's totally behind the person, and there's madregas, and he's somewhere in the process of dealing with it. But the way you deal with it is by sitting looking about how much more he has to accomplish and how he thinks everybody else is beyond him and how much he doesn't have and how guilty he feels guarantees that you're going to have the problem. Because that's the final result. But Hoguva, that it's bothering you, I mean, I don't know, basically, you know what's Tzutzach in the Welt, you know, is a simon that we understand that this is that we know intrinsically that this is not who I am. You're only embarrassed at something which doesn't fit you. The fellow who believes that this is what he's supposed to look like is unembarrassed. Which means you have already accomplished the madrega of knowing that that's not you. Not that you're not normal, etc. You have the challenges. But that should define who you are. It's not who you are. The guy who thinks that that's what he is, he's not embarrassed. He'll tell you, yeah, that's what I do. Because what's wrong with it? It's normal. You're only embarrassed if you understand that that's not what you're supposed to be. Sometimes it's because it's out of this picture of a blown up sense of self, but a lot of times it's because, but there's a healthy understanding that that's not who I am. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty good at it most of the time, which means it's talking about who I am. And that's why when a person is not careful and a person damages himself, he feels bad about it. That's a very good simon. So it's like the opposite. You know, the person touching himself, well, you know, look how bad I am, and mainly he gets into depression, and, you know, mainly he gets, when a person's depressed, you know, so mainly he was looking for some type of a way to get out of it, so he finds something was an escape. So he escapes. And the Yetzirah is saying, wow, this is a lot of fun. And the answer is, that's not, you know, the Yetzirah is selling you the opposite of what is the reality. That's not the reality. That's not who you are. Human beings are, you know, first Seder, you know, Astira is a problem. Tosfos of the Zay, Tosfos of the Zay, it's not a stira. So you have to have a stira. So we say like this, if by davening, so I have a Gemara Gatam and davening. For the Maisa, I do averes which are really bad. Slacha Stira. Saraya, Zishkin davening. Right? Okay, now let's take it a step right. Right, you know, the guy comes to davening, he has good davening. In the middle of davening, he has a hearer. It's the Gorgor Raya, Zishkin davening. Because we're not friend from the Stira. We're Molly Stiris. End the conversation. The Rosh Hashanah made us Molly Stiris. The way you're fed for the Stira is not by saying Alom the Shishikul Torah, which one is right. The way you're fed for the Stira is by working it through a lifetime, trying to overcome the Stiris. The Rosh Hashanah put two beings into one body. It ain't fair. He said it was. And there's this gorgeous neshama, which has a hishtoki gift for Kedusha, and for Aliyah, and for accomplishment, and for Toiv, and to change the world, and make it a better place, himself and the world around him. And that's real. And that's you. And after 20 years, you don't take your body with you. And the Russian stuck it into this body, which likes to sleep, and likes to talk to Janara, and likes to have a taiva, whether it's a taiva, echila, taiva, whatever the taivas are. And the Rosh says, you know, it says in the Shamala, I give you this beautiful goof over here. He's really frustrating, and he's going to drive you crazy. And learn how to, like, you sort of like, you know, get him under control and direct him a little, please. And if you do that, you get a good lot of good. You accomplish a tremendous amount. That's life. So the guy says, since, yeah, vice versa, I'm a goof, I'm a behemoth. Really? No. So it's, you know, it's, maybe it's not right, you know, that during Musa said they tell you, first they say, you can't live with the steer. So now I'm saying, live with steers. We're Molly steers, live with steers. No, I'm preferring the steer the other way around. You were tired with our Mishnah. Turn the Mishnah, the Psalm is Chayzer. You're Kodesh Tikkun Neshama, who's grappling with the very frustrating goof, and that's what the Mishnah put you in this world for. It doesn't mean you're not a Kodesh Tikkun Neshama. The Maskana is Vayis Chayzer. When a behavior is a bad Maskana, that's Nishken Gutulam the Shusteteres. You're tired with our Mishnah, and that's what the Rasagel is writing. That the person walking around says, you know, every single day he wonders seven times over, you know, this type has a letter with their person, the person had machshavas of a zara. Every time he bowed during the day to pick up anything, he was thinking, am I thinking about a zara or not? Plus, he could drive himself crazy. I mean, if he was crazy, okay, whatever, okay, right. But if he wasn't, he guaranteed to be, you know, so he says, the whole thing is stupidity, just stop worrying about it. Now, Taker is a halacha to Kashayil about answering something. Says, be mafker all year, everything you own. So you can't answer it. Except for your talis, because you have to own your talis to make a bracha. And everything else you mafker, because you can't answer it. Don't do b'fnei gimel. You do it b'fnei benel v'natzim, make your identity works. Good. So good. Now you can't. Now we dealt with the halacha issue. Good. End the conversation. Just type it to the letter. And stop thinking about it. Now, you can imagine why is it bothering him again? Because he knows it's not him. He knows it doesn't fit. It doesn't make any sense. That's what's driving him crazy. So this is what Segel is writing. This is the biggest rye that's not you. The reason why it's driving him crazy is because it's talking on him. But he's trying to push it away. You push it away, it just jumps back 10 times more, worse. So we laugh at that, you know. I mean, the person who's living through it didn't laugh. But we live in a world where the Evodazor is usually not the Yetzirah that we grapple with. But Taiv is the Yetzirah that we grapple with. And it's not so funny. And there's Nebuch people which are very, 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 very depressed and upset and frustrated, etc. And the answer is, just learn. Just Taiv. Just do it. Just forget about it, you know. like the good old campaign, just say no. Like, whatever, just say no. Just don't talk about it. Just don't think about it. That's the real answer. You're not going to overcome it by pushing it away. You overcome it by doing something else. Because Russia made a gewaldige matana. Our minds don't think about two things at one time. Reb Chaim Moshe is Reb Chaim Moshe. You're not Reb Chaim Moshe, I promise you. If you think you are, we should have a conversation after this month. Okay? So you can't think about two things at one time. So if you're thinking of learning, you're thinking about something else. So I heard a recording from the Klausim Gar Rebbe, from Schumacher, he used to Schumacher Thursday nights in Union City. So I actually went to hear one live, but heard a recording. He says, you know, the law is a person's basic kisei, and follows him a hero, and so he's letting him a harbor de Britara, because when you're thinking about learning, you're not thinking about other things. He says, Walter, make a fault. If you listen to me, he says, I would tell you the chachil, you should think of learning. Because we live in such a society, you have to think of learning all the time, even in the basic kisei. He says, Walter, make a fault. Now, I'm not telling you halacha l'maisa, but you know, this is not halacha l'maisa shir, right? This is the Musar Shavuos, right? And now, this shir was from the 70s. That's 40 plus years ago, Rabbi Sai. Right? Nowadays, I think you probably say you should write Chiddushei Torah or something. I don't even say, like, take a sefer with you. That's what we're living in. And that's okay. Right? I think the Simon Shal Mashiach, the Kuvah of Mashiach. The Rizal says the Rikas the Golos is because of these Inyanim. We have to be Mesaka in these Inyanim as much as we can, and the Mashiach will come. But if a person is Nitzchel, he's Nitzchel. Write the Gyan. So you know what? Take a learning. You know, it's a tactical problem. You know what? Think of learning. Like, that's not, the solution not going to be by trying to fight it and push it away, and it doesn't work. It just creates a more of a problem. The less you focus on it, the more you focus on creating a full life of happiness and simcha, and you're avoiding, and you're learning, the less it becomes interesting. The less it becomes something which is on the table to talk about. So the nyanya we talked about here is sveikus and amunah. Is a raya that you have a muna, and you're not defined by the sveikas. Vadarabba, it's similar to Dabra, that's not really you, is true in all areas when it comes to the world of Machshavu. It's important as we go into the, we convey what is our voter for the year. The voter for the year is to be happy learners. Learn happily. That's the voter. Trade away that you enjoy your learning. So if you enjoy your learning, and there's a simcha in your learning, the other things will fall by the wayside. Rehoboam writes one place, he says, you know, it's Kabbalah Chum for Bentari, he says, Tuvah l'deraisa, right? He says that the avoid of tshuva is to create a mahalakal learning, which is effective enough that the other things don't become irrelevant. Right? The hatzlacha in this world, wherever a person is, whether he's in the world of Beis Medrash or he's outside the world of Beis Medrash, if he finds a way that his learning is real, his learning is besimcha, it's exciting, he enjoys it, he's creative in it, he's excited about it, if he does that, he accomplishes that, 95% of his challenges will fall apart. That's the word. And to try to take it head on and make kabbalas and this and that, other thing, you know, you make a door. You don't make a, you know, gedor means don't, you know, it doesn't make sense to put yourself into a makom in which you're going to challenge yourself. Yes, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The Gemara says, well, best. You don't go to a place where you're not supposed to go to, but the Gemara says, if you have another option. That also means a person has to use a computer. You don't use a computer which is not filtered. It's Pasha's Farish of Gemara. And the filter is a deficient filter. That's Vaita Pasha, it's a Ferish Gemara. That's Halakha L'maisa. You know, this is a Musar Shavuos. Pasha. Again, it doesn't need rocket science to figure that out. That's the din of gedor, making gedor. That's what you're, that the Gaon says. The Iker expression of Yerushalayim is expressed in the world of gedorim. Don't get into problems. Forcing yourself and overcoming yourself and making kabbalas and this and that other thing, rolling in the snow. Don't do that. Just learn. So some people learning is like rolling in the snow. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying find a way that learning should be geshma. So you know what? If that means you need to take a break, you will say to take a break. Sitting and learning straight, the person can sit and learn 2 hours straight, 3 hours straight, is quite an accomplishment. Maybe just close with that. Rebbe writes in Ali Shur, he says, we have to, he talks about the difference between frumkeit, which is like, and real avoida. This is a person saying Shema, and it's brought down, the person's supposed to think that he's mekabel the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oil of Amunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that if necessary, he'll give his life up al Kiddush Hashem. And I mentioned to you that, I was once to hear a person which Taka you could hear in his Shema, the Kivshon Eish. So Yid Tzadik, it was Choshev Yid, the person, his chakras took about 4 hours, and he would physically develop physical illness, ailments due to his intense davening. But when he would say Shema, you would hear the word of God, you would hear him falling into the fire. It was a mind-boggling thing to hear. Okay, so I'm ready. I say, well, okay, Rebbe Shalom, I'm there. I love you so much, and I'm committed to you so much, and I'm ready to do your Torah, your bidding, no matter what, to the point I'll go into the Kibshon Eish. And for a Seder, when you say sit down and learn, I'd rather shmooze. So what does that mean? It's a Shin Kabbalah. That was a Kol Zohar Shemayim. So I have a better idea. Forget about the Kibshon Eish. And be Makabal, when you say Yechod, that you're going to sit and learn for 15 minutes straight without battling. That might be a real Kabbalah. You're being moister nefesh, the mysterious nefesh, and you're going to commit to the makabel, the Rebbeinu exists, and do his bidding and his rotzen. You're going to learn for 15 minutes straight without battle. You know what? That might be pretty hard, but it's real. And 15 minutes is too long, do 10 minutes. That's the emes of Kabbalah Zom HaRoshamayim. He writes a different place. If you want to prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah Zom HaRoshamayim. Say Shema properly. So this is how you say Shema proper. Not Kibshon Eish. That's not what we're grappling with. I mean, I think most of us never should be tested. We probably would rise to the occasion. Because it's a moment of mysterious nefesh. That's not the challenge. The challenge is the daily grind. The daily grind, every first Seder. It's hard. So just take a break. Fine. Rabbi Miller Zatzal one time walked over to Bachar, and he was a very sharper person, Rabbi Miller Zatzal. If you ever listen to his shmooze and you'll read his books, he wasn't like this, mushy type. He was over to Bachar, he gives him a piece of cake, a Miller for a Seder, he says, go outside and eat, you need a break. He says, that's your Avodas Hashem right now. Go out and take a break, because that's going to help you learn better. Eat something. Here's a piece of cake. That's Avodas Hashem. Being honest with what you are and where you are, that's okay. It's a little embarrassing. Okay. I'll be makabel omal chashmayim to be embarrassed to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with emes. That's the true Kabbalah omal chashmayim. And if the guy next to me doesn't need the break, every morning he sits there and learns and I walk out, and it's pretty embarrassing, I'm in makabel, it means to be embarrassed myself. That's like a Kibshon Eish, by the way, the Mora says. Right? For Avodas Hashem. And I get to be Avodas Baruch Hu with a piece of cake. Well, it's not bad. Come on. You got to be good. Got to be a schmuck. Because it's honest and it's real. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's real and he knows where you're holding. And that's really if saying focus during the whole davening is challenging, so I'll pick part of davening I can stay focused. But throwing away davening totally because I can't focus all the way because it's pasminish to admit that, that's stupid. So let's make a real Kabbalah. Mitoch simcha, mitoch ava, that I'm going to find that the way that I can do my avodas Hashem with simcha va'ava, and a mailer from that simcha and ava which I'm going to have with what I'm doing, it'll help me be focused and interested in that. The other things will fall by the wayside naturally, Be'ez Hashem.